decorated in her new favorite shades of blues and greens. In his bed, canopied to match his mistress's, Tiara's teacup bulldog snored. She wished she could awaken Biddy, as she was about to be awakened. He was the only thing in the world she truly loved almost as much as herself. But she'd given her little sweetie pie the sleeping drug, just as she'd been told. It wouldn't do to have her doggie interrupt the ritual. Following instructions, she disengaged all security on her private elevator and entrance, then lit the 13 white candles she'd been told to set around the room she'd chosen for the awakening. When it was done, she poured the bottle of potion he'd given her into a crystal wine glass. She drank it all, every drop. Nearly time, she thought, as she carefully arranged herself on the bed. He'd slip in quietly, find her, take her. Already she felt hot and jittery with need. He'd make her scream, he'd make her come, and when she was screaming, when she was coming, he would give her that final, ultimate kiss. Tiara traced her fingers over her throat, already feeling the bite. She'd die, she thought, running her hands over her breasts and belly in anticipation of him. Wasn't that wild? She'd die. Then she'd awake.